The River City Rocker 103 GBF with Fly Away from Lenny Kravitz, wrapping up an hour of commercial-free 103. I'm Bobby G, and joined in the studio today by Anita Hagen from Deaconess Hospital. Hello, Anita.
Hello.
Anita is here with me, and actually we're going to have somebody here each day all week long talking about the upcoming 911 Gives Hope for the Holidays Radiothon, which is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Anita is with Deaconess Hospital, and we're glad to have you in, Anita.
That's correct. Thank you.
So the Radiothon is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be at the Eastside Walmart. Once again, this is the third year for that Radiothon, and it's going to be all day Friday, all day Saturday, basically all day Sunday. It's going to wrap up at 6 p.m. on Sunday, and we're going to try to fill up a 53-foot trailer once again with toy donations. But not only toys, but other supplies as well. And that's why we wanted to have some of the folks from the various hospitals come in this week to talk about some of the items that we would like to collect during this toy drive. So, Anita, you've been a part of the Radiothon before.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So tell us about the type of items that that you're looking for specifically, maybe for Deaconess or for your particular hospital in your department.
Okay. At Deaconess, we really like to give patients and families crafts and toys and things that they can use to occupy their time while they're at the hospital. So coloring books, crayons, pencils, stickers. You can never have enough stickers when you're at the hospital. Craft items, craft kits of any sort, like jewelry kits, wood kits, foam, foam ornaments and foam cutouts, paint. We like canvas so that the children can paint and show their creativity that way as well.
Absolutely.
So things to keep them occupied and to keep them happy while they're there.
Yeah, see, it goes way beyond just an action figure or a transformer or something like that or a video game. Artsy, craftsy type thing, like
right.
you said, to keep them occupied, to keep their brain stimulated and
right.
things like that. And I guess I should specify what the toy drive is for. I don't know if I mentioned that. For those that don't know, the toy drive, we collect these toys and items and we fill this trailer up and then we distribute them to area hospitals so that the kids and the families that are in the hospitals during the holiday season can actually have something, can get something, can have that that whole Christmas experience.
Right.
So you've mentioned quite a few different types of items that that you're looking for at Deaconess. Once those toys are gathered up and donated and delivered, tell us about that experience when we actually drop off the items for the kids at the hospital.
Oh, when you guys actually drop off the items, it's very overwhelming. There's just so much stuff. And you're so appreciative, you know, for this drive and for the community, because the community is so generous. So, you know, you really do feel a lot of appreciation and warmth from the community. The families absolutely love it. You know, when you have something in the room and ready for the patient when they come up to the unit, that really sets them at ease and makes them feel welcome and comfortable. It kind of decreases their stress level.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that they're not expecting, but they're so appreciative of it.
Yeah, it's just such a special event and such a good cause. It's such a just such a neat idea, and
yes.
and honestly, one I never even thought of before being a part of the Radiothon with the radio station is there's kids and there's families in the hospital on Christmas Day.
Right.
They don't get that whole experience of opening gifts unless maybe the parents can provide that for them. But what if they can't? What if
right.
they're too worried about paying the bills and worrying about their kid to go out and do that? So it's a great service that we're able to provide with the, obviously with the help of 911 Gives Hope and obviously with Henderson Chevrolet Buick GMC. They've been our sponsor all 3 years with this event and all the area hospitals. So once again, we're going to do that Radiothon this Friday starting at 9, and I'm sorry, I'm going to be out there at 9 o'clock. It actually starts
6
way earlier than that, 6 a.m. It runs 24 hours a day, Friday, Saturday, and it wraps up at 6 p.m. on Sunday. And like you mentioned, the generosity of the Tri-State is kind of overwhelming every year. It seems kind of like a daunting task when you look at this huge tractor trailer and you get maybe two or three bags early on and you stick them in there and you're like, wow, there's no way we're going to be able to fill this up.
That's right. I mean, you just look at that tractor trailer and you think, oh my, there's no way that this will ever happen.
It's so big.
Yes.
When you put just a handful of bags in there, it really gives you an idea of how big this trailer is. But both years so far,
yes.
we've filled that bad boy up. And we hope that you will help us fill that trailer up again. It's the third annual 911 Gives Hope for the Holidays Radiothon. Again, it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Eastside Walmart. Are you going to be out there with us, Anita?
Yes, I'll be out there at different times during the weekend.
We're going to have Anita on the air with us throughout the weekend. Anita Hagen from Deaconess Hospital again with us in the studio, and folks from other area hospitals and facilities that will benefit from this toy drive as well. Please come out and help us this weekend at the Eastside Walmart. If you need more information, you can get it now at 103gbfrocks.com. Thanks so much for coming in, Anita, and
well,
hopefully
you.
We'll have a big weekend.
Yes, looking forward to it.